USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump talking a lot about immigration issues this week, even more than he usually does. The president insisting in a tweet this morning that birthright citizenship will be ended one way or another, saying he believes it's not covered by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Political analyst Scott Jennings saying he's not surprised the president's focusing on this issue just before the midterms.
The immigration issue generally remains one of the most motivating issues for Republicans. It scores really high on intensity when you ask Republicans what they care about. So the president here is recognizing that the midterms are usually base turnout type elections.
He was speaking on CNN. ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting this morning the economy added 227,000 private sector jobs this past month. The October jobs report from the government's due out tomorrow morning. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A Turkish prosecutor claims Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled and then dismembered shortly after entering a Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. A statement from the prosecutor calling the murder premeditated, saying Khashoggi's body was dismembered and disposed of by his killers. President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting the Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday, where 11 people were shot and killed by a gunman on Saturday, and 6 others were wounded. Some leaders in the city, as well as protesters who gathered there, were saying that the president shouldn't have been visiting, at least not so soon, and some protesters saying not at all. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says of that,
I think it's unfortunate people were out there politically protesting with different messages today. That is their First Amendment right, but this president was not about politics today.
She spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump making a couple of stops in Florida ahead of Election Day, including one today. The Republican candidates for Florida governor and U.S. Senate, Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, respectively, are expected to be at the rally that starts at 7 near Fort Myers this evening. DeSantis will also join the president for a rally in Pensacola on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders will also be in Florida, stumping for the Democratic candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum. Sanders will be in Orlando this morning and in Tampa this afternoon. A Christian woman who is facing the death penalty in a Pakistani blasphemy case is free. Pakistan's Supreme Court overturning her conviction for blasphemy against Islam today. The mother of four had been on death row for 8 years after she became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. She was convicted of making derogatory remarks about Islam when neighbors objected to her drinking water from their glass, because she is not Muslim. She has always denied making blasphemous comments. And President Trump is calling recent turmoil on Wall Street, quote, just a little pause. The president tweeting yesterday the stock market is up massively since he took office. He says people should be voting for Democrats if they want their stocks to decline further. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.